Blog Talk Radio.
Chaos Top Radio with the number one host, Derek Oliver. Chaos Top Radio, hosted over 4 years in Blog Talk Radio with the co-host, Miss K. Chaos Top Radio, with the number one host in the Blog Talk game,
Derek Oliver, with co-host, Miss K. What you talking about? Yeah, tune in to the number one blog show. Your host, Derek Oliver, has over 55,000 listeners. He's been doing this for over 4 years on the Blog Talk Radio. Derek Oliver is in the top.
Bible Break on Chaos Talk Radio Network on Blog Talk. We just want to say good evening, happy Monday to each and every one that are listening by our phone and those that are online listening to us. Me and Kay just want to say, as she always say, happy Monday. Good evening, Kay.
Good evening. Happy Monday. Beautiful rainy Monday here in Georgia.
That's right. It is raining cats and dogs out there. Hopefully you guys are safe and sound wherever you're listening from. First and foremost, we want to give honor to the Lord who's the head of our life. Also, I want to thank all my sponsors, Pepsi, Royal Caribbean, Pizza Hut, Finish Line, and also Outback Steakhouse. We just want to say thank you for sponsoring us. Thank you for supporting us. And again, we're going to come at you again live on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio, Chaos Talk with Derek Oliver, for those that are online. And if you want to call in and just listen, you can just feel free to dial 845-277-9094. That's how you can connect with us on every Monday at 7 p.m. for D&K Bible Break. Also, giving a shout out to all of our programs that we have 7 days a week. On Tuesday, tomorrow night, we have Bishop Omar Zachary and First Lady Pamela Zachary, Praise Tabernacle Church Bible Study. Same time, 7 p.m. on Tuesday. And everything's the same, www.blogtalkradio, Chaos Talk with Derek Oliver, 7 p.m. That's on Tuesday. Wednesday night, we have Elder George Bazaar out of Warren, Ohio, for his Watchman on the Wall. Thursday night, we have Omar Zachary and Family Ministries at 7 p.m. Also, that also will be carried on Facebook Live. So if you want to see it on Facebook Live, Omar Zachary and Family Ministries, that's on 7 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, same phone number. But if you want to go to Praise Tabernacle Church, Lawrenceville, you can catch it on Facebook Live. Also, on Friday night, we have Freestyle Friday with Overseer Timothy Jackson out of Dallas, Texas. We'll be on Friday night. Saturday, we have Overseer Timothy Jackson with Spiritual Sense of Life on Saturday. And Sunday at 9 a.m. in the morning, we have Praise Tabernacle Church with Bishop Omar Zachary, the presiding bishop over the church. And you can catch that at 9 a.m. right here on Blog Talk, same phone number. And again, if you want to watch it live on Facebook, you will go to Praise Tabernacle Church in Lawrenceville to see that as well, Sunday morning. And then Sunday at 5 p.m., we have Watchmen on the Wall with Elder George Bizarre at 5 p.m. That's the list of our rundown of our shows. So we want to thank all the people that have been supporting us since we've been on the air almost a year now, consistently 7 days a week. So we just want to say thank you. we're going to get started with our show. We have a special edition show tonight. Last Monday, I told you that me and my wife was going on a marriage retreat. It was my first one. And we're gonna talk a little bit about what we got out of it, what we learned out of it. A lot of people that are listening is really going to be shocked what we got out of the retreat. I can tell you what, the from the ride from my house to there, from the ride home, it was a blessing. I'm not going to say nothing, but I give it all the praise and glory goes to God and everyone that put it together. And I'm going to start sending some shout outs here in a minute, but I also want to say I didn't discuss today's format with my wife just because I just didn't. But, you know, I'm going to confess something that I didn't think that would happen to me. And it actually happened. And everyone know during this pandemic and everything that's been listening to the show, you know, I actually missed being at my home church yesterday. And it seemed since Thursday night, I was rushing to get packed to go to the retreat. And I've been doing this for almost a year now consistently. And it just seemed, I didn't feel right being gone from my home church. I had to go back late last night to listen to the message so I could feel complete, like I wasn't away. And I guess that's a good feeling, Kate, to feel when you're not in your home church. The missing of the people, just not being a part of, is something that I've been consistently doing for a year, and being involved, whether it's running the switchboard or regardless whatever I was doing, I felt empty. Even though I talked to the bishop, everybody knew where we were at and all of that, it was just something missing. It was like the icing on the cake for the whole weekend for me. But I'm only saying that because I just want people at Praise Tabernacle to know they were very well missed by me. And I just want to thank them for making me part of their family. So when I am not there, I still feel like I'm missing out on something. So I just want to send a shout out to all those at Praise Tabernacle. And we did miss y'all on yesterday. But I did listen to the message last night, and it was another great message by the bishop. So I just want to say that. Also, the retreat we went on, I'm going to let my wife come in because I don't want to mess up nobody's name. And she's going to tell you a little bit of who was over the retreat. And then I'm going to bring on, I have some guests, and I see that they're already in queue. My engineer's letting me know that they are there. I'm going to be getting to you in a couple seconds. I see you. So just hold tight. We're coming to you. Also, sending a special shout out to my people. And when I say my people, my engineer in Nassau, Germany, and in London. I just want to say thank y'all for making sure our mic text is good, making sure that we're set up each and every day for Blog Talk and for the areas that you guys are in. I just want to say thank you. I'm getting a text, you know, they want to know how was the retreat and all of that, and did I behave myself? And my wife will tell you I was I was great. And everything, you're going to hear me in a few minutes, but I'm going to bring on Kay, and she's going to tell you who started it up, who hosted it, and the people, because they were great hosts. I don't remember what we paid, but whatever it was well worth everything that I took in from the time we got there Friday to the time we left Sunday. It was worth it. It was worth every bit of whatever we paid. It was worth it. I matter of fact, I want to give some more money to it because that's how great it was. And I'm going to bring my wife on. She's going to tell us who hosted it. And then I'm going to bring on the preacher that was there, the pastor that was there, Pastor Miller. I'm going to bring him on. I'm going to tell a little story about him first, but then I'm going to bring him on. But my wife's going to tell you who hosted it and where it was at and all that kind of good stuff.
All right. Good evening, everyone. We had a great weekend. It was at the Pillars in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. It was hosted by Al and Teresa Kaiser, as well as Peggy and Mario Hempel. And I hope I'm saying their last name correctly, but great people. The atmosphere was just great. It just seems like everybody just gelled together. And what I love about it is it's like you felt the presence of the Holy Spirit, and it was awesome. You got a whole room of strangers, different backgrounds, different church affiliations, and you wouldn't have known any of that because of the presence of the Lord. We were all there together, and it was totally awesome. So if you ever want to experience something with your spouse, I believe a retreat is beneficial, you know, some alone time, and as well as some looking at other couples and seeing the strength and different things that other people went through and how they overcame. And, you know, it's a lot of knowledge that was at this retreat. And I gained a lot. I know my husband gained a lot. So it was just beautiful. And everybody there, every person there, we had a couple comedians. I'm like, wow, they were great. So they weren't professional comedians, but the atmosphere that they set was beautiful. So everybody was great at this retreat. That's all I'm going to say. The hosts were great. When I tell you we ate like kings and queens, we ate a lot, so much. I'm like, I got to go home. I told my husband, I'm going to give me a treadmill because we ate so much this past weekend. And it was just beautiful. Beautiful from beginning to end.
Yes, it was. From beginning to end. And from the time I got there and sat down, I'm going to let my man, Mike, I'm going to have him come on here in a little bit and tell his testimony. But he really, not that everyone didn't, but he really blessed me because he was the first person that I met when I got there. And we got to talking, and to see him and Brother Alex reunite after 15 years of not seeing each other was a blessing to me, not even knowing that they were going to be there. That was just a beautiful sight to see. I mean, that happened within the first hour of us being there on Friday. But also, you know, the marriage retreat for me, you know, I can't say nothing negative. It's nothing but positive vibes. The first guest I'm going to bring on is Pastor Miller. Pastor Miller is from, he has a church, and his church is called Harvest of Believers in South Carolina, if I'm not mistaken. And he was a great man of God to be there. The reason I say he was a great man of God to be there, because he, you know, I understand why you got to have a pastor. And he was there, and he served as, to me, he served as everybody's pastor. When conversation was going on, he was facilitating, he was not judgmental. He wasn't trying to shove. He was just, he was the perfect. When I say the setup was perfect, it was just God knew what he was doing to have him there. And when he prayed for me and my wife, I think it was that Friday night, and the way he prayed and the things that he said to me and her, it was like he got a room at my house, and he was just breaking stuff down like it was. You know, I'm like, man, you can tell he was a man of God. And what I liked more importantly about what he did after he prayed for it is he gave us a bottle of anointing oil. And I said, this man must be right. I haven't seen that since, you know, my daddy's church, you know, when someone pray for you and they pray that hard and they be on the money with what they're saying. And then they give you some oil and give you some instructions and everything lined up. It was beautiful from the very beginning. And then the way we ended it on Sunday, you know, I wanted to take up an offering for him on Sunday, because what he did on Sunday when he closed us out, it was like, okay, he did this to church. And I can know if he's like that on a retreat where he's supposed to be relaxed, and I can only imagine what he's like in the pulpit. But enough of that. I'm going to bring on Pastor Miller.
His beautiful wife. Yeah. She did a lot of the cooking, and I want to give a shout out to her, to First Lady Nikki. So we appreciate you, and everything you did not go unnoticed. So I want to give a shout out to you as well.
Oh yeah, and to her, she's like the 2021 version of First Ladies. This ain't your typical First Lady. I'm gonna let y'all know that right now. She's beautiful, and she's not your typical First Lady. And don't start no mess, won't be no mess. That's all I'm going to say. And I say that in the best compliment way from getting to know her and how she supported her husband. She was right there by his side the whole time. And you can just tell that works. You know, there was no, you can just tell it worked. And I appreciate her because she was just real. You know, you get some first ladies, it's not real. But I'm glad she was real. And being a first lady, and you knew she was real and being a first lady. So that's what I respect. Because I deal, some first ladies I know, they act like they're the first lady. They're not the first. They just act like it. And there's another thing when you act, and another thing is when you are. It's two different things. But anyway, I'm going to bring on Pastor Miller. Are you there?
Amen.
Yes, sir. I'm here. I am on.
Good
all right,
evening.
All right. You was on all weekend. You just been on all weekend. And I do say that with the most, respect that I can have. And I don't normally give a lot of, pastors. I got to hang out with them for a little while if I give them. But hanging out with you for the weekend, I give you nothing but the utmost respect and how you did, just your presence being there, it was felt. The whole time, not just when you was talking to me and my family, just how you just did everything. It was a blessing to see. Next time we go on a retreat, I know you're going to be there. You're going to be my retreat pastor.
Yeah, all right now.
but what I wanted to do is, because I got some other ones on, I wanted to just ask you, just what did you get from the retreat spiritually? And then I want you to tell a little bit about, how long you've been pastoring and a little bit about yourself.
Okay, certainly. Again, this is Pastor Miller. Hello, everyone. And my first lady, Lady Nikki, she's right here again by my side. So she's here as well. Thank you all so very much for allowing us to come on tonight. And like you were saying, we really enjoyed ourselves at the marriage retreat. This is our second year at the retreat, and just want to give it up for the Kaisers, Al and Teresa Kaiser, who are the founders of the Loving God and You Forever Marriage Ministry. A shout out also, they also are part of our ministry here in Port Wentworth, Georgia, Harvest of Believers, which is right outside of Savannah, Georgia. So we just thank God for them and also for the Henfields, who also worked with them and collaborated with them this year in the planning of the marriage retreat. So we're so very excited. And we were on the mountaintop. And so my experience is just that. I thank God for having the opportunity to be on the mountaintop. And there were two things that one of the presenters, Pastor Hayward John and Minister Starlette John, they did a presentation during the marriage retreat. And two words that stuck out to me during that session. The first word is revelation. And the second word was transformation. And personally, there were some things that were revealed about myself and also about our marriage that I believe that God wanted me to see and wanted us to see so that we could, once coming off the mountaintop, that we would be able to make some changes that was going to be impactful and beneficial for our marriage. Transformation. Transformation is just being able to change certain things about what we're doing and how we're doing it and what we're saying and how we're saying it and what we're thinking and how we're thinking about things, just changing our total perception on our outlook. And so I'm just very excited because of that experience on the mountaintop, you know, I'm just excited about the direction that even our marriage is moving in, because regardless of what relationships we might have, your marital relationship is the most important relationship that one can have. And I do want to talk about, just briefly, the burning bag experience. And that burning bag experience happened on Saturday night. And this was an opportunity for us to individually think about what are some things that we want to relinquish from our marriage? What are some things that we want to be disconnected from our marriage? What are some things that we no longer want to be a part of our marriage? What is something that is causing our marriage not to be able to flourish the way that God would intend it to? Things that we may be challenged with or struggling with, whether it's individually or collectively, we were able to take those things, write those things down, and put those things in a bag, and then collectively and collaboratively with my wife and other couples, we were able to stand before the fire and burn that bag up, which was symbolism. It was a symbolism of us saying, guess what? We're going to burn this up. It is no longer a part of who we are. It's no longer a part of our marriage. And it reminded me of Hebrews 12 and 29, and this is where I will leave you. Hebrews 12 and 29 says, for our God is a consuming fire. And when we believe that and we trust in God who is a consuming fire, he will burn up anything in our lives that should not be. Anything that is causing us, hallelujah, to fall back, to not be all that we're supposed to be in God, anything that is handicapped, capping us, anything that is causing us to have weight, any of those things, Hebrews 12 and 29 says, our God is a consuming fire. So I challenge those that are listening tonight that regardless of what you might be going through, no matter what you might have been faced with, no matter what might be going through in your life, what trial or tribulation you might be faced with, it doesn't matter what is going on in your life, what weight you might be carrying, what sickness, what situation, what circumstance you might be dealing with, understand that God is a consuming fire, and he will consume that thing that needs to be consumed.
Amen. Amen. See, you ready to preach right now. You got me over here getting ready to want to tag team in with you on that. But that was an awesome and that whole fire burning experience was totally awesome. And I got to put my sweat, my hoodie in the cleaner. My wife was in so much tears, and even myself. But you know, she didn't cry the whole little that experience, because it was really a touching, the whole weekend was touching, you know, it wasn't just, the whole weekend was touching, and I'm gonna have to say, Pat, you kicked it off, I think it was that Friday night in the movie theater, I believe that was that Friday night, so
yeah.
I just want to just, before I let you go, because I got my man Mike on the line, and you know what a blessing Brother Mike was to all of us. The whole time he was there. I'm going to let him share his testimony. But before I let you go, just give me a shout out of your church again and where you at. And if they want to listen to you, you know, they want to listen to you, you can give out all your information right now, Doc.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Lady Nikki. I'm going to give you the information. You can reach us at harvestofbelievers@gmail.com. We have our Sunday morning service at the Wyndham by Wingate Hotel in Fort Whitworth, Georgia. And we start service, intercessory prayer starts at 9:30, and we start service at 9:45. If you are unable to attend, we also have a Facebook page. It is under Harvest of Believers.
Thank you, Lady Nikki.
All right, first lady.
Thank you so much. Certainly, we appreciate all of this opportunity. And yes, we are Harvest of Believers, a church where souls are our focus. So certainly, if you're in the Savannah, Georgia area, Port Wentworth, Georgia area, please come and check us out because we are believing God for souls. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We was dealing, when I say that, that man has the presence of God on him when he speaks, just in a normal sense. But when he's praying and speaking, he's definitely a man that is anointed by the Lord. And again, I just want to thank you for the time that we spent up there in the mountain. We just want to say thank you at the mansion. We just want to say thank you, and we appreciate you. And we can't wait to see you the next time. And if I can, I may make that meant that fellowship that you're having next month. My wife wrote it down for me.
Men's
I didn't forget you. We got it written down. The men's conference, right? Right. If my schedule is free, we will definitely be there. And again, I want to thank you, Pastor. I want to get my man. Oh yeah, what's the date?
Pastor, the location.
Yeah, said the location for the men's conference.
Yes, sir.
And the date.
Okay, certainly. Okay, the men's conference. The men's conference will be held March the 5th through the 7th. It is going to begin that Friday night. It will go through that Sunday. Friday and Saturday services and sessions will be located at the Holiday Inn and Suites, Savannah Pooler, Georgia, 100 Outlet Parkway. And we will send that information to you all as well to continue to share. And on that Sunday, we'll be at our normal location, which is at the Wingate by Wyndham Hotel in Port Wentworth, Georgia.
Amen.
Right. Well, thank you, Pastor Miller. We thank you. And I'm sure everyone that's at the retreat wants to say thank you as well. So we just wanted to say again, we fell in love with you and your wife, and we just want to continue. We'll be praying for you. And I know this won't be the last time we talk.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. That was Pastor Miller. And you know, it was a joy to be around in his presence. When I say this retreat was great, it was my first one. It was my first real retreat. And some of the brothers that I got there, I felt they were like sincere brothers. And I, you know, the next brother I'm about to bring on, and wife, I didn't say that there's only one. It was a bad thing at the retreat. And Brother Mike, he probably going to talk about it for a little bit, is the fact that he was a Cowboy fan. And I'm a Steeler fan. That was the only bad thing. But we agreed to disagree agreeably. You know, he going to stay on the Cowboys side, I'm going to stay on the Steeler side. And we're just going to leave it in the middle. We're not going to fight about that tonight. But this brother, when I first got there and sat on the couch, and he sat on the couch and we began to talk, he kind of opened up about his story to me, and it kind of resonated with me because I had some health issues that the Lord has delivered me from. And as we were just talking, you know, just two men talking, and to see the, you know, I don't know, a connection that I had with him because he was blind in his eye. He just got his eyesight back. There was just a connection physically from what I went through and how God blessed me and how God is blessing him. And his spirits, the whole time we was there, he just had us in tears, just with laughter. And then when he said he really didn't talk a lot, you really couldn't believe it, because every chance he had opportunity to talk, he was just blessing people with his words and everything. So I'm going to bring Brother Mike on. And Brother Mike, you there?
Yes, I'm here, Brother D. How are you doing today?
We are blessed. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored, and thank you for having me.
Yes, sir.
And
good
God,
evening.
With your testimony, I definitely had to have you come on and just share a little bit, if you don't mind, of what you went through just a little bit, because you and your wife are a dynamic team together, and man, it just blessed me. So I'm gonna just let you have the mic, and however you want to talk, I'm just gonna give it to you for a few minutes, Doc.
Okay, first of all, I would like to thank God for allowing us to have this moment to speak. I would like to thank my wife, Rochelle, for bringing me to the conference, the retreat. I would also like to thank Brother Al and his wife, Teresa, Brother Mario and his wife, Peggy, Brother D, you know I got to include you, even though you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. It hurts me to my heart. But all my brothers, Brother Willie, Brother D Nice, Brother Dre, I mean, so many deep brothers, the spirit touched me as soon as I arrived. On my way coming, the spirit was feeling me because this was my first time being able to see anything in 3.5 years. I was in complete darkness. And Pastor said something before we left about seeing by faith and not by sight. And that's what I had to learn to do for so long. See by faith and not by sight. I had to trust God. Because I was in a dark place. Depression set in. I felt like I wanted to give up. But God said no.
Thank you, Lord.
Had strokes back to back. They said I wasn't supposed to be alive. But God said no.
Yeah, thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
So I know there's a purpose for me on this earth. And I know that God is not finished with me yet.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't open up to a lot of people. That is true. I'm kind of to myself. It got to the point I was going to church every Sunday. And then when I got sick, I felt like I was abandoned. But God said, no, you're not alone. It was a trial that I had to go through. I had to be still and be humble. I had to learn to be obedient because I know that I can't fight this spiritual warfare by myself.
Thank you, Lord.
I had to learn to keep him first, keep believing, because that's where the enemy came in. He tried to test my faith, and it was tested over and over and over. But God said, no, this is
Thank
my
you.
Child.
Thank
so,
you, Lord.
To open up to genuine people, it wasn't really me. It was the Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
It was nobody but God up there on the mountaintop because I'm like, we were all strangers. This was nothing but God.
Yeah.
So I tell a lot of people, I tell anybody, if you don't believe, trust me. I'm a number one believer because the doctors told me that I would never see again. And
Thank
I have
you,
vision
Lord.
Out my left eye.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And for someone
Amen.
To tell me that I would never do it again, but God said no. God
Thank
did
you, Lord.
This.
Thank you, Lord.
When the
Amen.
Doctor told me no, God said, look, you will get something. And then Pastor, oh, thank you so much, because for a grown man to just break down into tears in front of people that I don't know, and I'm
Thank
not bashful or shameful to say this, because this is God speaking. You touched me in so many ways, Pastor, and it went just through my whole body.
Thank
and
you,
I felt the presence. I felt the presence. You are very powerful and anointed. And I'm looking forward to the conference.
Yeah.
The back burning experience was awesome. That was my second back burning experience. The first time I couldn't see at all. I was completely blind. And to be able to see, putting the things that I wanted out of my marriage into the fire to get rid of it was an amazing feeling. I could see what I was getting rid of.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I want to say thank everybody, because like my wife said, I didn't want to come, but that was God's will.
Yes.
That was God's will.
Amen.
Just coming up
thank
the mountain,
you.
I was crying. Going up the mountain, I was crying. Coming down the mountain, I was crying.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm
Amen.
Still full.
Amen.
I'm still spiritually
oh,
full.
Yeah.
I must say
yeah.
so. I'm still full. If I can
thank
shout
you.
Out and tell the whole world about it right now, I would just shout it out.
Thank you, Lord.
But
all
I
right.
thank
Lord.
Him every
all right,
day,
brother
all
Mike.
Day.
I
yes,
think
you,
that a lot of people will. Oh, no problem. I just want to tell you, I think that you had blessed all of us, especially us men, just with your testimony and just being real. We can tell you real, so we know everything that you were saying, and even before we left, we felt that. We felt what you felt. I know, you know, I'm not. I think I'm speaking for everybody. We felt that, and it was it was a great feeling to be able, because you know, men, we're not really emotional, and men really don't cry. But when you sat there and you see men crying and wiping tears from their eye, you know, you normally don't see that from real men. I ain't talking about the mother type of men. I'm talking about real men. You don't see that, and it was a blessing to see, and I know it's just gonna get better from here on in. And I just want to tell you, you and your wife are awesome people. Every couple there blessed me and my wife. You really did. But you and your wife really blessed us the whole time.
Our favorite
part
was the game catching the cups, because it taught us no matter what we go through as a marriage couple, even if we've been and even if we've fallen, we have to keep building together through Christ.
Amen.
Man.
Every ball
Amen.
That I dropped, my wife was still there to help me build. Every piece
oh,
of cards
Amen.
That I had to put into my bowl, me and my wife, we had to do it together to build, because she was my backbone, because I couldn't see. So she guided me. So,
yes.
I mean, that's what we got out of it, building together through Christ, keeping
yes.
Christ
Amen.
First.
Yes, amen. Lord.
Like that,
and
right?
I know my wife,
like
Rochelle, she would be proud of me right now. And, Rochelle, I would just like to say a thank you and a shout-out to you.
Amen.
Amen. That's Brother Mike. Again, it was a blessing, and this ain't gonna be your last time on my show, Mike. I promise you. I'm gonna have you on there, and then I'm gonna have you on there again when the Cowboys lose. I'm gonna have you. I'm gonna talk to you about why they
brother,
lost.
Brother, anytime, my brother. Anytime, my
okay,
brother. And this won't be the last time that we speak, just because it's on the radio. We'll be talking personally. Anyway,
oh, yeah.
my brother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my definitely. And that's for all the brothers out there listening.
March,
to let you know
I'm
we will.
To the
well, I think they just cut him off. Okay, you'll be right there at the conference in Savannah with them. So I definitely know that. I think they just muted my man. That's what my engineer is telling me. And then we had – there's so many great couples there, and there's so many stories that we can – tell, and that me and my wife is going to bring back to our church. We're going to, because it was a thing that I didn't even think about. And the burning, that ceremony, it was very deep. And I think I told my bishop that, you know, my wife had me working this weekend. We was in some emotions, you know, and it was, they were great emotions. I just play with her like that to say we was working, but, it took us to another level. Before I bring the next brother up, I want to get this out because I know a lot of people and my engineers was asking me about the retreat and everything. And also, it's the first time for me to really speak on the experiences that me and my wife did when we taught when we did our D&K Bible Break Live at Praise Tabernacle Church. Bishop Omar allowed us, asked us to bring it to the church. And we talk about this retreat going up the mountain. And I told my wife, you know, during the course of last night and you know, missing being at my home church, Bishop Omar and his wife, First Lady Pamela, they took us up a mountain. They marched us up a mountain, Stone Mountain. And then I think the following week, they took us around the mountain. And spiritually, people be, well, that was a good fellowship. It was a good fellowship. But spiritually, and I don't think a lot of people take this stuff when you go up a mountain, then you got to come back down the mountain. The communication, there's a lot of spiritual stuff that was in there and to see us grow. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because before I started going to this church and I started talking to the bishop, because he became my bishop. And when he became my bishop and before my wife joined, the reason I just want to say thank you is because when I saw we was at this retreat, how my wife has grown in the Lord. And when we were going during this transition, he didn't, and I just want to give him his props, he didn't force my wife to come join me right away. He just treated her, him and his wife just treated her from day one as she was a part of the family. And, you know, a lot of churches, you know, you get them people try to, you know, coax you and tell you you need to be, you know, he never did that. And what he did do was he fellowshiped with us. But the spiritual thing, when he took us up the mountain, he got my wife out of her comfort zone. And now when we go to these type of places, my wife, not that she could never open up before, but she's allowing the Holy Spirit to use her and guide her, and I can see the growth. And when we were doing all of these exercises, my wife was really spiritually locked in to what we were doing. I thought I was going to sit back, but I had to get myself spiritually together to be right there with my wife as well. And I owe a lot of that. And I know he don't take credit. He ain't that type of person. But, you know, I just want to give a shout out to my bishop and his first lady, because over the year, if you would have saw where we were at last year compared to where we are this year and what me and my wife are doing and the direction we're going and the blessings that the Lord is taking us to, the reason I have to – first of all, give honor to the Lord, because I know the Lord is doing it. But when you have a coach that can coach you and put you in the right position and just lead by example, that's a great feeling. I'm about to bring my other brother on in 2 seconds, but I just wanted to get that out there because it's very important to me to recognize people who's helping us. And people say, well, they helped you. They must have gave you some money. No. What the brother did was he took us to the mountain and he took us around the mountain, and he didn't have to do that. He didn't have to do that. And there's a message and a teaching that I'm working on about what they did, because they did it so quick and so fast. And when you're in ministry, you have to take up a lot of times when people do something for you, it's a spiritual lesson, not necessarily a physical lesson. So when you want to say, well, we was fellowshipping, it was, but it was more of a spiritual lesson for us. And that's something I will never forget. So I want to send a shout out that they're listening. Also, I want to send another shout out to my wife, because she took me to this retreat. I told her I had never been to one. I wanted to go to one. And she got, you know, used her know-how and got us on this retreat. And it was a blessing. And we grew. Tremendously. We grew spiritually tremendously. So, yes, if Bishop and Praise, I'm on fire. I just want you to know I got a lot of stuff I got out of this. I'm coming back, and I'm going to let it loose. And And that's a great thing. Also, I want to bring on Mario. Mario and his wife have a great ministry. And I think I got Mario. Are you there, Mario?
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. How you doing today, brother?
All right. We're doing great. We are doing great. Mm-hmm. Mario and his wife is the ones that decorated the rooms up for us and made it real sexy for us and put rose petals. And I'm going to let my man Mario, I'm going to let you talk for a few minutes, Mario, and just tell us a little bit about yourself and about your business. And also, before you do that, tell us what you got out of the retreat as well. I didn't want to forget that.
Okay. Yeah, first, I want to give God the honor for me and my wife, Peggy Hempel, for just going to the retreat, Loving God and You Forever Marriage Retreat. It was an awesome event, and I'll never be the same, because just to see the brothers connect and know that God is doing something greater in each and one of our lives as well. So I'm just thanking God for that as well. But I'll never be the same, because I felt when the pastor prayed for you and your wife, I told my wife I couldn't stop crying. You know, I went over and prayed with you guys, and it felt like something that was just around me. It was just the Spirit of God. And when I enter into the group, it's something just attached, you know, and it was just, I was just crying. It's like I was just feeling, you know, your pain and how things was going. And it was just amazing, man. And it just put me in a place where I need to be at, where God is building me. But I thank God for it. Yes, sir.
Amen. Okay. You want to tell us a little bit about your business and what you and your wife do?
Yes, we actually have the Bag Burning Experiences on Facebook. They can connect as well on that as well. But what we do is we do a lot of different things, far as special events, far as the couples as well, like anniversary. Special events for something for, you know, those couples. So we actually do we set up the ambiance for lovers, you know, and we do the rose petals and we do the swan tiles on the bed, and, you know, we try to connect with love.
Amen. Yeah. Now, I got disconnected for 2 seconds. Did you get the name of your business?
Yes, the name of our business is Perfectly Blessed LLC on Facebook.
Okay.
You can reach us on Facebook, Perfectly Blessed LLC.
Amen.
And do you have the, because I'm getting a lot of questions, you said a burning experience. Do you have the whole ceremony on there on your Facebook page?
It's actually, this is Peggy. How y'all doing?
This is Peggy.
Good evening, Miss Ma'am.
How are you?
Great.
Thank you guys for having us. We appreciate you so much. You were saying on Facebook is the bag burning experience. Sorry, on Facebook, and it shows the different locations that we've been to previous. And it's actually a Facebook group, so you can go on there and see previous events, videos, testimonials, and just like previous locations as well.
Amen.
Okay.
You won't see this one as of yet because I uploaded everything, but We'll have pictures this week of the one we just attended as well.
Okay. Well, y'all were a blessing to us. It's always good to see. I'm into seeing husband and wife teams. Because we have to support one another, because we know, and I think my wife can test, since we've been doing our D&K Bible break, it's a struggle sometimes. And I know if you're doing a business, I know you're going to have your downs. I know you got your ups, But a lot of people don't want to focus on it now and how hard it is to keep doing it because you have to be committed even when other people aren't committed. And I know how that can be, especially financially. They want to hook up and all of that. And you know, I can only imagine. So I know somewhere in my future I'm going to be using y'all. My wife just had a birthday, and, you know, I definitely, if I'd have known, I could have got y'all to come. It didn't make me look good to have y'all come. Y'all are in South Carolina, right?
Absolutely.
So you had y'all come from South Carolina.
Year-round romantic staging, singing telegrams and things of that nature. So it's year-round. Whenever you want, hey, just because it's always perfect.
Amen.
Oh, without a
and
doubt.
You all go to, you all travel as well, correct?
Yes,
it's
we do.
Not just local to your area. Okay.
Want
to
make sure people knew that. Yes, we're based in Columbia, South Carolina. However, we do travel.
Amen. And see, some of these young brothers need some Mac skills, and they don't know how to Mac. And I'm trying to tell you, you know, you call my he'll put you in the right place. I'm just gonna let you. He'll put you in the right place, and you'll recruit the benefit later on. Trust me. Let him hook you
and
up.
And we had our
stay
we
out
had
his
our
way.
Own private masseuse there. Mr. Mario is a masseuse as well, so it was a nice event.
Yes, and if you got
yes, it was.
The number, we have the number. If you actually want to actually reach us as well. Our contact number is 803-995-6573. I'm going to repeat that number again. That number is 803-995-6573. You can reach us on that contact number as well. And I can give them a little bit of a little sample. They want a little song, I can give them a little sample. You know,
go ahead, give a little sample, Doc. We got a little time. You can give a little sample right now.
All right, let me do this one. Don't you remember you told me you love me, baby? You said that you'd be coming back this way again, baby, baby, baby. Oh, baby.
Amen. Okay. Amen. Amen.
Right.
Well, we want to thank you. Thank you for that. And, again, we want to thank you for being on the show tonight. And, again, it won't be the last time we'll have you on. And hopefully the listeners listen out there to get your information. I'll post it on my page as well. And if anybody won't need him or use him, I know Valentine's Day just passed up. And if you messed up for Valentine's Day, you can always call him. He can make it up, make it right for you. So I'm sending you these pointers because last week I tried to give y'all some Valentine's pointers. My wife told me to retire. Don't be giving all my skills away. So go to my man Mario. I'm giving y'all an outlet. Talk to him, and he'll get you right. He'll set you right. He'll come all the way to Atlanta and hook you up if you need it. Hook it up if you need it. So, Mario, I want to thank you and your wife for being on, and just meeting y'all over the weekend was a great thing. All the families that we met. The one that I'm missing couldn't be here because he had to work is Alex, right? Wife? You know,
yes,
I'm missing
his birthday as well. So happy birthday.
Is Alex his birthday? Oh, Malcolm,
yes.
I liked him. I had to sit with him. I told my wife on Friday, we got to sit next to him and his wife for dinner the whole time, because he would have you laughing. Just him and his wife, period. It was a treat to be around them. I just got to give him a shout out. So if his wife or anyone listening, tell him we want to wish him a happy birthday as well. I'm not going to sing to him, but happy birthday to him. And again,
and thank you
for
Yeah,
the shrimp and grits recipes. I'm going to have shrimp and grits for the next week. So I just want to say thank him for that. And again, when me and my wife, you know, D&K Bible Break, I just want to put this out there for people that's in my family or just friends, you know, we are international. And when I say that because it's a blessing to be heard in London, it's a blessing to be heard in Germany, it's a blessing to be heard in Nassau, it's a blessing to be heard just here in Atlanta, to be honest with you. But the people that we reach every month from all seven of Chaos Talk shows, and then to be able to bring, try to bring some of it back of what we experience with you. We try to bring it back with Praise Tabernacle Church. What we experience there is real. It's not fake. It's not phony. This retreat we went on, it was real. It was not fake. It was not phony. And as we are being blessed by people of God, people want to think that your blessings is in money. It's not always about money, but it's always about your growth. And the more you grow in Christ, you should be able to conquer anything that comes. At least I feel after this weekend, I can conquer anything. But my greatest feeling, and like I said, because of the day-to-day win, I haven't had a chance to really sit down and talk with my wife, the way I felt after I felt full, but I missed my church family. I never had that feeling until when I was serving in my father's church. When I didn't go, I felt like I missed something. It felt like I was not complete. I had that feeling, and the Lord was showing me that, you know, you got to surround yourself around it. And once you start eating it, you begin to grow. And it's like I went a day without getting planted. Even though I was full from being in a retreat, I needed that. I needed my fix from what I've been doing, whether it's the engineering board or just listening to a Bible. It just, from Thursday to Sunday, it just went so fast. I didn't get my PTC fix, if I want to say that. And I had to go back and listen to it. Even though I was full, I had to go back and listen because I wanted to be a part of what my bishop was sharing with the people, what God gave him. Because for so many months, that's what my spiritual is used to. Not saying I can't receive from someone else, but that's a great feeling to have. And I just wanted to share that. And I know some of the elders and the preachers that I talk to on a daily basis, I know they always ask me, well, how do you get to this point? And sometimes I just don't know. The Lord just opened doors and put people in your life, and you just begin to grow. And like I said, I can see the growth in my wife. I can see it like the hawk. You know, when she gets her mind, she begins to, you know, turn into someone. And our conversations, and when I say this, our drive, when we left Friday morning from the drive up there, even to the drive back, the conversation, it was totally based upon the Lord. She's coming up with sermons and teachings, and I'm like, okay, look at you, Lord. And I'm blessed because she has a platform and she can use it, and it's just not going to sit in a closet or in a classroom, and she can be able to reach other people. So when you see that, and then you see the people who help you get you there, you definitely want to give them a little bit of the praise. I don't want people thinking that this is something that just me and her did. We woke up with it. It's been a process. And at every step of the way, the Lord put people in our life to help us. So definitely my bishop and first lady has been a big help. And his elder board, deacon board, evangelist board has helped us grow as well. For the ones that we work with on a daily basis or a weekly basis, we just want to say thank you. And then there's a pair group. I know I'm not going to mess up names. The only name I know is Sister Winston. She's a consistent supporter of whatever we do and how we do. She's always right there supporting us all the time. That's my wife. That's her. I call her Walmart friend. You know, they go to Walmart together. And Publics and Publics and Kroger's and that kind of stuff. But every time we're on the air, she's right there. And she's on so much, when she's not there, I get concerned. So we want to send a special shout-out to Sister Winston and the rest of the ladies in that prayer group. I want to say thank you. Like I said before, my wife has really grown. And that what we wanted to share with y'all over the weekend. And for those that are listening, Praise Tabernacle, I'm going to try to see if we can rent a mountain and take us up to the mountain. And so
can
we
I
can
say
go,
something
you know. Yes,
I
you can.
I want you to talk to me. Let me get a little piece in there, okay? What I wanted
go
to
ahead.
Say is...
You can take us home.
Well, it's okay. I just want to give a little reference to what you were saying about the bishop and the first lady and PTC. I just want to thank them for being the people that they are and having the type of ministry that they have where they're not afraid to let the Lord use the people that are in their ministry. So it's not like this is ours and you can't say anything. So I appreciate them letting their members have a voice and let the Lord use them, because they're teaching them and they're giving them the skills and they're showing them how to let the Lord lead them. So I thank God for the freedom and being who God has called us to be. And I want to thank that ministry for that. And the members are so lovely. Sister Kenya, I love you. You're so sweet. So everybody there is so say that part out there as well. I'm going to add my cherry on top.
I'm glad you did. Because people just swear up and down I'm getting paid to say this kind of stuff. So when you say it, it becomes authentic. It becomes, you know, boom. He's like, well, you know how my brothers are sometimes, you know. They
yeah.
could be a little rough on a brother.
So that's right.
And I'm going to say one more thing, and then we're going to dismiss. I'm going to say one more thing about Bishop. And the only reason I'm saying this is because the Lord is taking them to another level. So I better get it all in while I can, because they're going to go to another level. And I just hope I can just have a seat, you know, as the Lord take them to another level. But I will say this about anyone who is serving under somebody. And I try to give him the honor when I say bishop. But to me, he's only a bishop on Sunday and third when he preaches. And the highest compliment you can give someone is call them brother. And a lot of times when I talk to them, it's like talking to a brother. That's different than talking to a bishop. It's just different. And I'm going to just leave that alone right there, because it's more deeper when you're brothers. Because me and my brothers can talk about anything and it stays right there. He's going to put that bishop collar on and act like he's better than everybody else because he's a bishop. And that's what I like, because he just,
Amen.
Brother Omar. And
Amen.
When you can just talk to a brother, there's a difference. And when you can just talk to a sister, you can't call everybody your sister, but you know your sister that you call your sister or your brother. It's just a difference. And that's a story. I can talk about that all day, all night. And again, I'm, 3 minutes over 8 o'clock? And I lost another lunch, so I'm sorry. Even getting 3 people in, I still went over the time limit. So with that being said, don't forget about us tomorrow. We have a Bible study, 7 p.m., same phone number, same website. Go there, 7 p.m., Praise Tabernacle Bible Study. Don't forget Thursday night, 7 p.m., if you want to hear first of all, you're going to hear a great word on Tuesday night. Who's ever teaching Bible study from Praise God, it will be lit. It ain't even got to be the teacher. It could just be the panel. They'll be hitting hard as well. So tune in to Praise Tabernacle Bible Study on Tuesday. Thursday night, we have Bishop Omar, Zachary, and Family Ministries. You know you're going to get a good praise and worship service followed by a great word, and it will be anointed. All I'm just telling you, watch it. Go to Facebook. You can go to Facebook, watch it on Facebook. For those that can't get to Facebook, continue to watch, listen on Blog Talks, because the last couple Sundays and I know I'm being a little long-winded, but we've been having video people go in there because we're getting ready to we're going to have a night on TV. I just don't know when, but we're working on it. We got the video crews in to make a setup for whenever we want to go on TV. We'll be prepared to be on TV with the video. You won't be seeing Facebook Live or YouTube. You'll be able to go right to a station and watch us. And it wouldn't, and then the sound and the video won't be distorted. It'll be professionally recorded, just so you'd be aware of that as well. So God is really moving in our ministry, in our lives. And again, for those that say D&K, we're just glad that you're a part of our family, and we're glad to be a part of your family. And with that being said, I just want to say thank you for listening to another D&K Bible Break. And as we get ready for next week, we'll be back same time, 7 p.m., on next Monday. But don't forget about Bible study tomorrow night. With that being said, hopefully you guys learned something and you was blessed by the testimony. And we try to bring a little bit of the retreat to y'all so you see what we got in store. But that being said, I'm going to go ahead and close this out. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for all those that listened, Father God, all those that participated. We want to thank you for Brother Mike. We want to thank you for Pastor Miller. We want to thank you for Brother Mario. Father God, we just bless them and their families, their spouses, Father God, all those that were at the retreat, all those that listen to us on a weekly basis, a daily basis. We just want to say thank you to my Bishop and First Lady, bless them and their family. Father God, strengthen them right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you just continue to bless me and Kay as we continue to grow stronger in the Lord. And Father God, we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good night.